The Yemeni army, backed by Ansarullah fighters, has targeted oil facilities run by the Saudi oil giant Aramco. According to Yemeni media, the country's air force used long-ranged unmanned aircraft to target the Aramco refinery in the capital, Riyadh. Aramco has confirmed a huge blaze, which it said began due to an operational incident. The Yemenis have repeatedly targeted Saudi military and oil facilities inside the kingdom in retaliation for attacks by the Saudi-led coalition. Earlier on Wednesday, Ansarullah fired a missile towards the southern city of Najran. Joining us live now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, is Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, who is a political commentator. Hussein, as always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this attack on the Aramco refinery?
I think Yemeni people has been waiting for this type of attack, and I have mentioned like many times before on your channel that we believe that the only thing that will stop the Saudi war in Yemen is to target the backbone of the Saudi economy, the backbone of its war campaign on Yemen. And I think targeting this oil refinery deep in Riyadh, we remember that the forest area that Yemeni missile unit has reached is Riyadh. And to have now a drone that could reach Riyadh, this means that the Yemeni army and Houthi Popular Committee and their drone unit are capable now of targeting every area in Saudi Arabia. And I think to target this refinery is a direct message to the Saudi saying that your oil field now is under, could be under the strike of Yemeni drones. If you will not stop this war, then we will continue to this type of target. And it's really the name of this drone, they call it Samad 2. I don't remember that we have a drone that called Samad 1, but I think they have given this name, Samad 2, is because the Saudi-led coalition has targeted and killed and assassinated the former head of political council in Sana'a, Mr. Saleh al-Samad, in last April. And to call his this plane after him, this means that Yemeni army and Houthi fighter and their missile unit, drone unit, are still will take revenge of Saudi of killing one of the top leader in Ansarullah Houthi movement.
And so, Hussein, what do you think? What do you think will happen then in the coming days, especially considering now we have the Yemenis responding so strongly to the continuing Saudi aggression? Do you think that this makes the Saudis think again about their continuing aggression on the country?
We know that the Saudi and the war in Yemen and the Saudi leadership are really arrogant. So I think the first thing they will do is they will target civilians area. They will target Yemeni people because they couldn't actually stop Houthi fighter and Yemeni army from upgrading their weapons. But I think that this will make or force Yemeni army and Houthis to target the Saudi infrastructure, target the Saudi economy and the oil field, especially as I call it the backbone. And I believe that the United States could now start to think again, because we know that Trump, he liked to have this Saudi oil for almost for free or for cheap price. So to threaten Aramco company, this means that Saudi Arabia will not be able to sell the company as they intended to. And this could actually make the price go very, very low if they really launch this company for private sector. Today, most of Yemenis are really, really happy with this attack on Saudi Arabia. And just before the announcement from Yemeni army that they have targeted the oil refinery, the Saudi has claimed that they have controlled a small fire in the same area, in the same refinery, and they show you that this drone has actually reached maybe 1,000 or more kilometer from Yemen, and I believe that now the United Arab Emirates will be the coming target and the next target, because the United Arab Emirates role in Yemen is as we call it in Yemen, is a dirty role. They try to separate Yemen. They haven't either secured the area they controlled. They use Al-Qaeda fighter, Salafi fighter, extremist to fight just to control the coast of Yemen.
Very well, Hussein, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to us here at Press TV.